Okay. I've played this song in tribute to those being released from school throughout the week here because it was kind of a staggered release. But today's the day that everyone is going to be out. Students in White City, Lumsden, Balgonie, I played that for you too. The last day of school has arrived. Step away for a couple of months. No more homework. No more making lunches. The extracurricular activities at the school gym go quiet for a while. It's all on pause. Give everyone a little breathing room, and teachers too. I want to thank all you teachers for your efforts, as Sarah Mills was talking about in her commentary today. Many are retiring. Enjoy your vacation if you're not retiring. I do want to give an extra special shout out. Sarah said, Mrs. Sutherland, happy retirement. Thank you. Also, I saw Miller High School share some photos of Mrs. Barnes Wilcox and a retirement ceremony they held for Mrs. Barnes Wilcox. All the best to you in your retirement. Anyone else that's retiring from teaching deserves a shout out? Let me know. Shoot me a text. 1-877-300-7275. We thank you for your service. Sincerely. I love it. School's out. Summer vacation season cranking up now. Loads of people counting. This is a long weekend. I know so many people taking Monday off because Canada Day is not till Tuesday. And that's the stat. And down my street yesterday, there were, I counted five campers parked on driveways or in front of homes. And homeowners scurrying back and forth, loading it up with food and camping goods that they're going to need before they head out. Camping season is definitely here now. And with school out, Canada Day holiday next week, it seems like a lot of people say, this is it, the start of the vacay. As for the weather, well, as expected, it got a little dark late yesterday afternoon over Regina, didn't it? And you thought, oh boy, we're in for a big one here. But it did not really happen in my neighborhood. I live in the southeast, a little bit of rain, and it seemed to skirt around Regina. A severe thunderstorm warning was issued. Ogemaw even had a tornado warning at one point, but I haven't seen anything on social media with pictures yet of any twisters in the area. If you have one or you know of anything, make sure you text me, 1-877-300-7275. And then I found out in Lumsden, courtesy of my friend Meredith, this is hail as she sits in her vehicle, golf ball-sized hail coming down, raining on her car and everything else, ripping off tree branches in Lumsden. She thought it was between about quarter after 4:30 yesterday afternoon when she sent me that video. I've shared it on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. And she showed me another photo later that showed the dents in her vehicle. So I suspect the SGI Claim Center phone is going to be ringing steadily in the coming days. But again, in your community or your end of town, what did you get? Anything yesterday? The same thing, the same scenario setting up today. As I said yesterday, there was a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Again, we're saying that for this afternoon, too. So if you have any pictures or anything to report, 1-877-300-7275. But hail is just about everyone's enemy this time of the year. For our vehicles, our gardens, our farm fields, can do without that. But moisture, fine. Hail, no. Sadly, there's no moisture in the Southwest. Man, it is so scarce. It's one of three municipalities asking the province for help because of drought. Southwest Corner, they've had less than 2 inches of rain so far this year. It's awful. But if a lack of rain isn't bad enough, how about gophers? They're running rampant in Saskatchewan right now. Many of them are digging holes, leading to crop damage. SARM, alongside the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, wanting to help however they can in controlling the population. Heard from Executive Director of the Wildlife Federation, Daryl Kraft.
People have hunted gophers in Saskatchewan, so, and you know, they do it quietly usually, but we just see this again as a great opportunity to help out landowners and to build some positive relationships.
All right. Well, I hope it's a good weekend here, and if you are taking Monday off to make it an extra long weekend, have at her. Bring them out. Yes, bring them out. Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson here to look over week four of CFL action. Good morning, Belton.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Greg?
It's going all right, pal. Did you watch that Winnipeg, Edmonton game last night, and your thoughts on that, if you did.
All I think is the Bombers are good, Greg, and the Elks not so good. And I don't know, the big plays, Kolaris, I don't know. He just tries to strike quick as he can, big play. They're good, man.
Bombers won 36-23. Winnipeg is now 3-0, too. So we're tied with the green and white, 3-0. It all could change tomorrow at 5 o'clock when the BC Lions are in town. First and foremost, let me just play this for everyone here. Quarterback Trevor Harris, questionable. Not sure yet if he'll play, but Coach May said he was out at the close practice yesterday.
Trev was out here, man, so it was good to see him back out here doing his thing. Again, same process, though. We'll look at the tape and make the decision today.
Was he a full participant today?
Yeah, he was full, yeah.
Stay tuned. The depth chart coming out a little later on this morning. If you can't go, it's Jake Mayer. Your thoughts on quarterback, Belton?
Well, I mean, I think Trevor's going to play. This is a big game versus a Western opponent, right? But if for some reason he were not to play, I think I'm confident in Jake Mayer. Again, I look at the O-line. The Riders got a solid O-line. They've only given up 2 sacks. So whoever should step in at quarterback, I think is going to do a great job and handle business, Greg.
Well, those BC Lions come in without Nathan Rourke, by the sounds of it. He wasn't practicing again too hard yesterday. So Mazzoli and Bryce split the first team reps. Does that matter at all?
Well, and that's the thing about the BC Lions. You know, Mazzoli, he has experience in everything. And let's face it, Greg, the Rider defense, they've given up big plays, right? You know, a big play for me is 20-plus yards, against the Rider secondary. And Riders they've played some, close games here. So the BC Lions, I think whoever comes in quarterback, you know, they'll probably do a decent job, I think. But Rourke is the one that always scares me with his arm and everything. But I still get an edge to the Riders here, Greg.
Okay, you are. So a big edge, or are we going to be 4-0 at the end of Saturday evening?
I'm thinking 4-0. Big edge, I'm not sure, just based on the last 3 games, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, you are calling for victory. I'll take that, at least. I can't let you go without discussing Brittany Cafe. One of our reporters was talking about team superstitions among players, and she heard from Coach Corey Mace. He's not really superstitious, but he likes a breakfast.
Something with syrup, you know, whether it's French toast or pancake. Like, I need a little bit of sweet and I need a little bit of savory. I'm always got to hit that, and it makes me walk away happy, feeling good to start the day.
Now, I can't help but think in your day, eating was a part of your superstitions, or was it?
It wasn't, Greg. I never ate a big breakfast at all. I always ate a light meal. Just wanted to empty the tank, if you will, during the game, right? But I will say, if I had a superstitious, it was wrapping my fingers just to keep them from jamming and everything. Like, it was every day I get in, or every game week get in, it took the time to wrap each individual finger. I don't know if that's a superstition or not, but I just felt good when I did it because, you know, it was just something I did.
Belton, that explains your soft hands. That explains your soft hands. Whenever I shake your hand, they're so soft, and your cuticles are always pushed back. Oh, man, I love it. Now it all makes sense. Belton Johnson calling for the Rider victory. Do you want to get a score, or are you staying away from that?
No, I definitely got my score ready. And I got the Riders winning 35-28, Greg.
Belton Johnson, can't wait to hear you in the pregame show or the postgame show. That'll, of course, start at 3 o'clock tomorrow on the Green Zone. Thanks, Belton. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one, Greg.
Nice hands. Ah, sweet sunshine, and no matter the time of year and the summer, it seems like we're always going to have the threat of storm activity, and listen to the hail. fall-sized hail coming down in Lumsden yesterday afternoon, about 4:30-ish, and doing some serious damage to a lot of vehicles, and ripping off tree branches. That's about the worst I heard of that storm that kind of looked ominous as it rolled in about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It skirted around us here in Regina for the most part. Any damage in your area or your part of the city? Shoot me a text. Photos, videos, welcome. 1-877-300-7275. But by the sound of that hail, there's going to be a few calls to SGI in the coming days for sure. It's week 4 of the CFL. Still no go for the Elks. They lost last night to Winnipeg. Haven't won a game yet. The Bombers, though, winning 36-23. Now tied with the Green and White. Both clubs 3-0. Of course, that could change tomorrow night. Kickoff at 5. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. Hey, if you're going to the game, too, Riders are promoting the first 5,000 fans are going to be handed a mini Rider flag. And it has that new Indigenous logo on it. It's pretty sharp. And then after that, they hand out Rider buffs, about 15,000 of them. You're going to the game. For now, quarterback Trevor Harris, questionable. Not sure yet if he'll play, but Coach May said he was out at the close practice yesterday. What does questionable mean?
Will it be something you'll determine on game day, or will you determine that today?
Yeah, it might be game time, truthfully, decision, you know, how maybe how we list it, but we've got to watch the tape and see from there first.
Of course, if Harris can't go, it's Jake Mayer who hasn't thrown a pass in a regular season game yet. He did play both preseason. And he was taking lead reps for a couple of days this week as Harris was sidelined there. But we'll wait and see the depth chart coming out a few hours from now. Kickoff again, 5 tomorrow. Pre-game show starts on the Green Zone at 3. Downtown 11th Avenue construction. It's a hot topic. Continues to be aggravating. If you work downtown or you're shopping downtown around 5 o'clock, it seems like it's chaos. I did ask Mayor Chad Baczynski if you missed it yesterday. We had a good chat about the aggravation.
It's constantly trying to pivot and see if we can do things. The reality is that's a big stretch of road to block off, and it is frustrating. And I completely acknowledge that. I mean, I drive down there as well. It's tough getting around, but the reality is we have to get it done. There's infrastructure from 1913 buried under there that we have to get replaced. And when it's all said and done, it's going to be an absolutely transformative project to get done. Short-term pain for some long-term gain there, and I totally agree. It can be frustrating for sure.
And Jane was texting. She was asking, why do you have 11th Avenue from Broad to Albert Street closed when you're only working on 3 blocks from Broad to Scarf?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the reason for that is because the city's portion of our underground infrastructure and the road work that we're doing is on the first chunk coming from Broad inwards, and then I think it's about to Lorne. From the rest of the way is actually, I know SAS Power is in there doing their work, and so there's actually multiple crews trying to get all that done at the same time. So as it stages over, we will start to see it open up. So we're moving from Broad to Albert, and so as SAS Power gets their stuff done, we shift over to that phase, and the first leg from Broad inwards through to, I think it's around Lorne, but I can confirm that, will be opened up. This is probably the worst of it because we have multiple organizations working at the same time.
Is Dewdney construction on time, or is it behind?
It's going well. You know, as of right now, I think we're hopeful that we're going to get it substantially completed here before the snow flies. So there are some challenges with some of the older infrastructure and the deep, deep pipes that are down there that they're working on, but they're working hard to get it done. And actually, if you're checking it out, you can actually start to see some of the paving and some of the paving stones that are getting put up there. So things are going well. There is parking. It's sometimes tricky to kind of navigate to find where that parking is until you get into the area. So there's signage once you get in there. So there's going to be some concerted efforts to try and keep that even better.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, update on construction. He's right, though, about starting to see some real progress on Dewdney, the intersection of Broad and Dewdney. It looks pretty sharp right now. Hey, safe travels. If you're set to roll down the highway, take a look around in your neighborhood as you leave for work today, or if you leave for holidays, if that's the case, because there were a lot of campers on my street being filled up with food and all the camping needs. You know, there was a few RVs, some campers. I think a lot of people are taking off on summer vacation. It's camping season, many taking Monday off to make it an extra long weekend. Tuesday, of course, Canada Day. Hey, I got to say happy anniversary to the Regina Co-op Refinery. Yesterday, they marked 90 years of operation. The CEO is Heather Ryan. She said it's been pretty fulfilling.
This day is filled with pride, tons of pride. We talk about fueling Western Canada, and it's more than just, like we said, it's the fuel, but it's also like what it means to communities, what it means to local co-ops. It
means a lot to our community. Co-op employs over 1,000, and Heather says the refinery produces something like 130,000 barrels of crude oil. Every day. Pretty cool. There's lots going on this weekend. The game, of course, with the Riders and Lions tomorrow. And if you're in Moose Jaw tomorrow night, they're shooting off fireworks, celebrating Canada Day in advance of Tuesday. Caught up with Donna Fritzke from Moose Jaw Tourism Office.
The fireworks are going to be at Hamilton Flats. It will start at 10 o'clock. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got Paradise Fireworks from Regina coming out to do the show. And we're just really excited to be able to join with our, you know, family and friends and start the long weekend off right.
All right, that'll be fun. Our fireworks, of course, in West Canada Park on Canada Day Tuesday at 10:30. Hey, my buddy Evan Bray has started his vacation now. And if you know Evan, you know how he loves to go to small towns looking for nostalgic finds at various auctions on the weekend. He's not alone in the love of uncovering old gems. And I bring this to your attention. If you're looking around your farmyard and you think, oh man, I forgot what's in that Quonset or under that tarp. Might it be a vehicle that's just waiting to be restored? That's how a lot of these vehicles that you'll find at the Coast to Coast Collector Auction. This is a big show, the sixth one coming up this weekend. It's an annual event. I've been to it a few years. It is super cool. And if you love nostalgic vehicles and want to buy one, they got more than 100 entries I see here. Des Plumen is a longtime auctioneer in these parts, and I asked him about it, where all these vehicles come from.
The cars mostly come in from Saskatchewan, a little bit from Alberta, a little bit from Manitoba, but our bidding audience is worldwide. We've got U.S. buyers, of course, all across Canada, and a couple of years ago, we even had a gentleman in Czech Republic buy three cars right online, right out of the auction.
It's that popular still. Tell me about a car or two. Pick one there that's on the lot that might be a little nostalgic for some of our listeners.
Well, a couple of cars that we kind of feel like we got the Holy Grail coming to us. Every car auction wants them. We've got a 1969 Chevelle. It's a 454 true SS model. The car is absolutely mint. And I mean, there's a lot of people like those Chevelles. And the other one that's coming, a lot of guys remember these. We got a 1970 Dodge Charger RT, numbers matching. Absolutely beautiful car coming in.
Where do those cars come from?
Well, a lot of the folks get hold of us because a lot of the guys, especially farmers out there, they got a Quonset full of some high-dollar cars. And, of course, they don't want anybody to know about them. So, you know, they're fairly under lock and key. But, you know, they get hold of us and traveling around the province over the last few months just looking at some of these collections. We've got some beautiful collections and large collections, guys, with 50, 60, 70 cars here right in Saskatchewan.
What is the appeal of that Chevelle? You mentioned the SS model.
Well, I think it's just nostalgia more than anything. A lot of guys, you know, back in the day had a Chevelle. And so everything on the car is 1969. Everything is working on the car. It's absolutely, like, it's got a $30,000 paint job on it. This car is absolutely mint, just like the day it walked out of the shop.
Whoever buys maybe that Chevelle or that Dodge Charger you mentioned, what do they do with it next?
Well, they all put it into a collection. These cars are almost, they're show cars. So guys will take them to car shows throughout the summer. Like there's pretty near one every weekend or more than one every weekend, even in Saskatchewan here. And they'll take them to car shows and they'll win prizes with them. But very few of them will you know, drive them as drivers because they're almost too good a shape to drive up and down the street.
No, I bet, yeah. Well, yeah, it's fun. And if you love auctions, there you go. There's an idea to more. The Cali Curling Club, thanks to Des Plumen, and it's the Coast to Coast Collector Car Auction. I've been previously. It's awesome.